Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace coming to you live today. I'm just texting our social media, our wonderful social media person, Lauren, because Rumble is saying it's having trouble connecting to the live. So she can actually work on that while we go ahead with the live. It can always be put up later on Rumble. But welcome to everybody. It's been a bit of a crazy day. Today, I'm coming on because, well, this word from the Lord is not only powerful, it's very honest, and God is always honest, but it's very honest and potent and doesn't mince words. So what we're going to do is open up in prayer, and I'm going to talk about a couple things first, and then we're going to get into the word tonight. Okay. Praise God. Hello to everybody coming on. Hello to our moderators. Hello to our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So let me get my tallit on here. I got my sheer one downstairs. I have to remember to bring it up. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right, here we go. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's begin with prayer, and then we will be on our way here. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. Father God, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your power, and your will become more in our lives. Father, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly went to Calvary to die. He was beaten, bruised, whipped, crushed, and pierced for our sin and iniquity. He bled, and that blood dripped onto the mercy seat and purchased us back to our Father in heaven. We praise you, Father God. He rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, and has victoriously been ruling and reigning at your right hand, the right hand, the hand of strength forevermore. And we declare that Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and I honor that sacrifice before you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit, Father God, the Ruach HaKodesh, we invite right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to fill this place, Father God, to lead and guide me in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, I ask you a dispatch in the name of Jesus Christ, your holy angels of all rankings and divisions, to surround and protect, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, Father God. Ministering angels would be dispatched, Father God, to minister during this broadcast, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we take authority right now in the name of Jesus Christ over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, and the like of the enemy. Satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets, and agents of the enemy, wicked people, Father God. We command it be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, bound in the name of Jesus Christ, and cast back to the dry places and pits from which it came from, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father God, you are the potter. We are merely the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Without your breath of life in us, Lord, we don't have life, Father. We were created beings, created to serve and glorify you. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor today, Father God, in Jesus' name, the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Okay, here we go. Grace is out and about. So just so you know, we never know when she's going to show up in the middle of a broadcast. But I just wanted to share a few things and thank a few people before we started with the word of the Lord, because some of this stuff is so adorable. I just have to show you. So, oh my gosh. Oh, I didn't see Drew. Oh my goodness. Heather drew pictures of all the animals here on the bottom. Isn't that lovely? And look what she sent me. She sent me a chit with a candy cane. It squeaks apparently, which means when once Missy gets a hold of it, it's donezo. So how adorable. Look, Chet, honey, it's you. Look, he's looking. There's Chet. There's Chet. Look, Chet, honey, it's another you. Oh, he's getting all excited. So thank you so much, Heather, for that. We very much appreciate that. Also, this is from Brian. Thank you, Brian, for the Ark of Grace hats that he had made for us. Isn't that adorable? Ark of Grace. So we actually do have some things coming soon that we will announce as far as merchandise goes and things of that nature. So we will announce that. Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, there's so much here. I don't even know. This is I don't know who sent this, but thank you. The eagle will soar. The eagle will soar. Yes. Yes. Very nice mug. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. So many people sent so many things that I don't even know. We had someone very nice send a wishing well or a well. It's actually a well for plants and things like that. And then, oh, who sent this? This is hysterical. I think this came from, hold on. Let me see here. I have to get to the end of the letter, I think. Let's see here. I don't know. It doesn't have a name on it. Wait, no. Nope. I can't find the name on here, but they sent me and Chris Papa Bear and Mama Bear socks. So that is absolutely adorable. Thank you so, so much for that. Thank you to everyone who sent books as well. We always love books. We always love getting books. And then this is beautiful too. This was sent to us. Also, we the people. So this is going to go up in my office. I absolutely love this. So thank you, thank you, thank you who sent this. We very much appreciate it. Oh, I think it's here. Hold on. I found the letter. This is from Jason. Thank you, Jason, for the We the People signs. They are absolutely beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you, there's so much in here. I can't even begin to like. Oh, and then last thing. I'll tell you who sent this last one, and then we'll go on from here. Okay. I think it's Becky and Richie. And they sent an amazing extra dog coat for the animals at the sanctuary. So thank you so much. This is adorable for winter. I very much appreciate that. So thank you to everyone who sent us and thought to send to us, because you don't have to, you know, you don't necessarily have to do that, and you do it anyway. So we very much appreciate that. So I just wanted to thank those people that did that. Thank you to all of you who think of us and write us cards and letters and encouragement. We are very blessed by it. We very much appreciate it. You're taking time out of your lives to do that, and we appreciate that. Okay, now on to the word. Now we're getting into the word of the Lord. This is long. This is 3.5 pages. Now, this word started, I have to timestamp it, on the 14th, and the Lord gave me the rest on the 15th. Now, sometimes that happens where the Lord gives me part of a word on one day, and I have to go back and seek him more and get the rest of the word the next day. I was in prayer for 2 hours this morning when this word came. So this word came around 8:45 a.m., which means I started praying and reading my word at 6:45 a.m. This morning. And I do that because, well, once Hurricane Chris wakes up, everything goes sideways for a moment. So I try to get my time in with the Lord before everybody is up for the day. So, but yeah, I was in prayer very early this morning. Praise the Lord. It's been some day. Let me tell you, we have a lot going on. Quite a bit we're going to announce soon. Praise the Lord. Okay, ready? Oh, this will be up on the blog. Amanda Grace, the number 4, him, H-I-M. blogspot.com. Also, I wanted to tell you that in the description here, I'll put this up first before I do the word of the Lord, okay? In the description of the videos at the top, you're going to see the link for this interview with Eric Trump. You might want to go back and watch it because a lot of what he said, we're seeing some of this really transpire into high gear now. And YouTube ripped that interview down. So if you go to Rumble, and we have the link in the description, you'll see it at the top. It says Eric Trump interview. You can go back and watch that interview and share it because there are things in there that are pertinent to now. So I just wanted to share that with you as well. Okay. So here we go. Ready? Praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord of hosts, Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the great I am. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And to his kingdom, there is no end. Praise him, for he is holy, that is capitalized. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, gird up your loins, my children, gird up your loins. That means get battle ready. Ready yourself and be vigilant and prepared for the things that are to occur in your nation and in your lives or your lives. The enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. My children, it takes deep faith to weather and bear and persevere through the trials of life. Activate your faith. Praise me. Me is capitalized, meaning the Lord. That what you have asked for is done, says the Lord of hosts. Do not, that's capitalized, let the enemy discourage you in this hour. For there are those the enemy has utilized, who the enemy has his strings on, even those in the church that the enemy has, that the enemy shall utilize to discourage and derail the plans I, the Lord, have spoken forth and are already occurring in the natural. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, incredible faith shall yield amazing blessings, both spiritual and natural, in your lives in this hour. Faith and obedience, for obedience is better than sacrifice. This is an hour, says the Lord, where I am opening the windows of heaven to pour out onto my capital children what they need to be equipped with, both spiritual and natural, for the task ahead. For you are coming into a big year, my capital children, a crucial year, a year of change and growth, and learning to bear the weight of the task and assignments I, the Lord thy God, have given unto you from my capital throne. You shall see the incredible creative miracles, that's capitalized, in this hour. You shall see both in the nation and in your lives those who have sown embellishments and greed, and what comes from the flesh shall reap stubble in this hour, dry stubble. There shall be no fruit that is bared forth from the actions of those who have commingled the darkness with the light, who have commingled wheat and tares, who have commingled resources and funds, and who have commingled the things of the flesh with the holy things of God. I, the Lord thy God, am dropping a plumb line in this hour, and it shall be divided. Yes, capital, it shall be divided, says the Lord. The rod of correction has gone forth from my capital throne, says the Lord, as well as promotion. Correction and promotion in this hour, this you shall see, says the Lord. I chastise those I love, says the Lord. However, I also bring justification and rectification to what has been done to my capital children to harm, sabotage, hurt the path I have put them on. You shall see an abrupt stop be put to such, says the Lord, in this hour. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am God, there is no other. That's all capitalized. I have allowed things for a time and a season in your nation. The seasoning has now begun. That's all capitalized. Yes, there are those who shall be seasoned even more, and there are those who shall find gnats and bugs throughout their seasoning, for it is spoiled, says the Lord. In this hour, you must is capitalized, be seasoned, my children. You must seasoned in the word, in wisdom, discernment, counsel, might, and power. For behold, I have given unto you the power, unto you, you is capitalized. Utilize it. The enemy wants you to put down your weapon. Do not listen, that's capitalized, and do not let him disarm you. You shall race uphill, and you shall be victorious, says the Lord. The hill shall only grow you and make you stronger.
It is not a hindrance. It is a strength. Utilize it as such, says the Lord of hosts. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, there is a spear being thrown into your nation, says the Lord, a spear, and it shall hit and trigger a fault line. A fault line, that's capitalized. For there is a standard of accountability begun to be raised. And those in your nation who have made backdoor deals to attempt to save themselves while hurting my capital children and attempting to derail what I, the Lord God, intend to do, they shall find themselves locked out. That's capitalized. Woe unto you, says the Lord. Woe unto you who have made deals with the corrupt to keep your seats. For you are merely seat warmers, and you have just signed your own certificate of removal, says the Lord. For an incident shall occur in the house where there shall be a removal of two house members from their seat, and it shall tip the scales of justice even more, as their plans to derail investigations, as they have their liaisons hard at work, shall fail. Their plans to smear those who have taken a stand with the with frivolous matters. So they want to smear them with frivolous matters and sheer lies. The smear campaign shall befall them instead, says the Lord. A campaign is going forth unlike any you have ever seen, says the Lord. There shall be sudden changes. There shall be sudden challenges. And I, the Lord, will require a full commitment to me, that's capitalized, in order to rise to the occasion, to rise above the fray. You shall not be in the squabble. You shall be above it. This is all capitalized. Listen, O you leaders, that's capitalized. The squabble and the backbiting shall be your downfall if you so choose to quarrel with pigs in a pen. I am requiring you leaders to come above such and listen to me, that's capitalized, and walk in truth and in uprightness, for you shall catch an updraft and soar, that's capitalized, above such. Do not get yourself entangled in the maze of the media, for it is a maze meant to confuse. Do not, that's capitalized. For I, the Lord thy God, am shining a giant spotlight on the issues, the real issues, that's capitalized. For what has been layered above the real issues is nothing but the fat of lies and embellishments. And that layer is being cut off, says the Lord. Entitlements are being exposed, says the Lord, for there are entitlements that have gone under the cover of other spending that Congress has attempted to so give themselves and their informants. Yes, that's capitalized. Within the House and the Senate, there are those in their seats who are paying informants to spy on their constituents and to spy on the opposite party. Seeing red, says the Lord, seeing red. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the spirit of hopelessness, death, and the spirit that resides over suicide has gone out into the areas of Hollywood as those who have been involved in the darkest of things secretly. The walls are closing in, says the Lord of hosts. And this spirit has gone out to take prey, to attempt to give more power to its master. For its master's interests are in danger, says the Lord. They are in danger. The world of fashion with your bubbling perversions and your heinous deeds shall be raked over. The exposure of one is just the beginning of the tables being turned over. Italy shall be exposed as having a hand in puppeting the corrupt things that these names do, as the cesspool shall reach Rome, says the Lord. Rome, and that's capitalized. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, briefs are set to be exposed for another label in the fashion world, and then another after that, says the Lord. Their documented deeds shall be exposed, their cults shall be exposed, their circle of secrecy has been fractured, says the Lord, and those within shall come forward, for they are branded is capitalized, where no one can see. And this shall be exposed as well, says the Lord of hosts, for the wicked deed are being laid bare in this hour, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, those appointed within the White House shall fall as dominoes, says the Lord. included one deep within that is attached to the brotherhood. The rainbow shall be their downfall, says the Lord. Their open portals shall release sores upon them. Broken out in sores, says the Lord. Just watch, for the dark winter shall befall them even into spring, says the Lord. A fall off the stage is coming, says the Lord. His mind wearies and he wearies of being puppeted, says the Lord. And this he shall speak openly and publicly, where it shall be known and rampant what was said, as the first lady has taken comfort in another. And this shall be exposed as the charade of a marriage draws to a close. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the area of Portugal, watch for events that will unsettle its neighbors and break up the hard soil, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, three leaders worldwide shall step down. Egypt shall arise in the midst, as there is an attempt for Egypt to come back and become the superpower it once was, as the ruler in the realm of the spirit is thirsty for power and greatness. However, a Jewish man shall put a stop to their plan. Their advance will only go so far, as Joseph's shall arise in Egypt as well, and Egypt for a time shall be steered from engagement. However, there are talks within Egypt between leaders, and there has been a very, that's capitalized, tempting offer made. The leader of Egypt has been offered a treaty of great wealth and weaponry. However, the serpent behind this treaty, this opportunity shall be made known as one that appears to be a friend is attempting to throttle the nations near Israel in order to intimidate and cause Israel to come into line with the agenda of the UN, with the agenda of brotherhoods, with the agenda of Persia. However, that's capitalized, says the Lord, this will not occur, as their plans will falter. For Israel will go forth and strike. There is a threat coming to the entire nation where Israel will be compelled to act. And I, the Lord thy God, will use my son Benjamin of my right arm or my right hand to exact the wage and judgment upon this nation. Israel shall be protected. However, it will put other nations on high alert. As the sirens sound, and the UN has an emergency meeting. However, they too will falter and will not hurt my firstborn, for they too are about to suffer a strike, a blow so scandalous for the blasphemous ceremonies they did on holy ground. Their statue shall break and topple as they also become the heifer. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch the South Pacific for events in the sea as well as the islands. Strange phenomenon and events for what is swirling in the spirit shall occur in the natural and shall be an indicator of what is about to come. The ecosystem, says the Lord, just watch. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am about to, in this hour, exact my judgment, that's capitalized, upon China, says the Lord, upon their leadership and corporate titans, for the way they have oppressed the people, they have brutally harmed my capital creation, and for the persecution of the church, for their cries have reached my capital throne. And I, the Lord, have seen the suffering for my eyes, that is capitalized, wander to and fro throughout the earth. There have been reports brought back to me, is capitalized, from my holy angels that have gone forth, and they have spoken of the brutality and the suffering and the greed to hurt and harm and take life, and how the church has remained steadfast and have been faithful. For faithful is written upon the scroll of the church in China, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, their wage shall be paid in full. For their wage is measured upon the scale by the blood that was shed. The weight of the blood that has been spilled and the violence that has occurred has caused their cup of iniquity to become full. Natural disasters in China as well. Now is the time, O people of China, to come unto, this is all capitalized, me, the Lord, creator of the earth, and humble yourselves before me. For natural disasters, phenomenon, and a complete plummet of your precious markets and of your exports, that's capitalized, is set to occur. The people are restless, and the largest protest to ever occur in China is almost upon them. For the government will not be able to subdue the sea of people that are set to move. Time is short. It is fleeting for the leader of China. For the dragon will not wait to swallow up, all capitals, my firstborn, and will not crush my name. For I am the Alpha and Omega. I am, and I will move in this hour against leadership in all arenas. And says the Lord of hosts, those who are walking a path of leadership, you cannot slight, all capitals here, the whole paragraph, okay? You cannot slight me, Almighty God, for you need me to win this race. You need me to win in the courts. Your names cannot save you. Your names cannot restore your position. Your name does not make demons tremble. However, my name does, the name of my son Yeshua, Jesus Christ, does, and I expect a humbling and a coming under my authority and yoke, and I shall steer. For those around you who are steering are headed for a mud pit, and they will get stuck. Come unto me and fully surrender, for I am God. There is no other. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a briefcase shall be discovered. A dangerous briefcase shall be brought to the light. More than one shall be found, says the Lord. Justice, what should be justice? I think he's talking about the Justice Department or the justice system, is weaponizing the media. Weaponized to attack political opponents and put false documents and false stories and fables. Weaponizing. They are attempting to take it to another level. However, that is when another media entity shall fracture over such. For the head of another media company shall step down amidst scandal and dirty dealings. China is on the board. China is on the board. This you shall see, as a medical device company shall be exposed for doing experiments undercover to harm the people amidst an attempted release to yet again lock the door. However, a large foot shall step in the way and prevent the door from shutting yet again on the people. This man shall be revealed, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, Arizona, Arizona, from your depths and archives shall be pulled a matter that occurred long, long ago, that so shall expose the deeper workings of what is occurring now. For the depths of the archives, that's capitalized, says the Lord, for this has happened before. Fight the good fight, you who are running the race to lead. Fight the good fight through faith, that's capitalized, and watch numbers and leadership suddenly change. For the cartel's money is deeply involved in that race. It shall come forth, and they will have no way, that's capitalized, to save face. For they took blood money for a desperate win. And this shall come forth into next year and create quite a predicament. For leadership shall get their feet stuck in traps, and they shall be unable to move to save themselves. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, says the Lord. Remember that. And remember that, oh, you who are running to win a race, money cannot win what is ahead. However, my power can, that's capitalized. Now is the hour to cleave, my children. Cleave unto me, that's capitalized, the Lord your God, and I shall cleave unto you. For around the turn of the new year, incredible events and a change of position shall happen in your lives to prepare you to lead. For the Lord, hold on, let me read this again. Change of position shall happen in your lives to prepare you to lead for the Lord. For you shall see what others cannot. You shall see what others missed. I have the strategies. David kneeled before me, that's capitalized, before battle. Remember that. And I shall give you the greater victories in the years to come. Thus says the Lord of hosts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. And that's where it ends. That's where it ends. So praise the Lord. I know that was a long word, and that's got a lot in it. I mean, a lot. There's a lot there. Pray about it. Test the spirit and watch. I wanted to say, too, there is something very interesting happening since this thing with Balenciaga broke. You have random public figures, we'll say, either dropping dead or committing suicide. And I find it weird that it is in close proximity to the timing of what happened with Balenciaga. And it's like Pandora's box got opened when all of that broke. And there is a spirit, the Lord said it, there is this spirit that has gone forth now, this spirit of suicide that its master's interests are in jeopardy or in danger. So it's gone forth now to try to get prey. But I find the timing in close proximity to Balenciaga breaking and what happened that these people are committing suicide. Now, I'm not saying there's a correlation in every regard, but now we have Twitch, who all of a sudden, it appears, killed himself. And he was, I think, the DJ on Ellen. And him and his wife used to do these dancing videos, which, I mean, pray for his children right now. Oh, my goodness. Please pray for his children and his wife. But I'm seeing this happen in close proximity to this massive, breaking and exposing of Balenciaga, which is the beginning. It is the gate that is opening now for the rest in fashion doing even worse to be exposed blatantly, where they're going to lose their brands, their consumers, their entitlements. They're going to lose it all. This is the beginning of it. This is the gate opening. But I'm noticing that this is happening, and these suicides and these other horrific things are happening in close proximity to what happened with Balenciaga. So I would keep a watch on this and pray, because something's not right there. Something's not right. And the Lord is right. There's going to be a cult that's going to be another cult that's going to come forth and be revealed. And he said they've been branded where you can't see. That I believe. And I believe that's going to come out. Because I believe there is a ring. We're going to call it, we're going to call it, because this is what's dropping in my spirit right now. There is a ring of fire. We're going to call it. It's a ring of fire of some of these fashion labels that have all come into agreement to protect each other. And they have made a ring of fire and a ring of secrecy. Well, the flames from that ring of fire, from them being involved in such heinous and blasphemous things, is now going to burn them. That fire is going to be a backdraft, but it is a ring of fire that many in the fashion world of like caliber, keep this in mind, like caliber, have come into agreement to protect each other and to be involved in each other's heinous, perverted things. And that they would cover for each other if one of them ever got into trouble. This is where this ring of fire is going to be tested now, because those that are linked within this ring of fire are, it's like dominoes. They're going to be exposed now too, but they're of like caliber. Okay. So we can't compare Balenciaga to an everyday fashion brand. They're of a like caliber. We have to remember this. So I would watch for this, because this is the beginning of the complete collapse of the stage that the fashion world is on. A complete collapse of the stage that the fashion world is on. So that's all I'm going to say. Just watch for that. Watch for that. So praise the Lord. And what else? Let's see what else. I don't know if Chris is going to come up now that we're ending. Chris was not feeling great this morning. He's feeling better tonight, praise God. But there are times of the year, I'm going to say this too, we're approaching the winter solstice. Those in the occult like to do certain things around the time of the winter solstice. I am not surprised that these deaths are happening also in close proximity to the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year, which I believe is December 21st. And so, you know, I'm watching like these things happen in Hollywood and other areas between Balenciaga and the winter solstice, and something is going on there. So I would say just watch. Oh, here comes Chris. Here he is. Oh, he's going move over.
Please.
He's telling me to move over.
Hi, people.
Hi, people. Yep. There he is.
Don't cry. I'm eating anymore.
You were eating?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, I'd say.
Yes, I brought him home some food. I had to run out and do a couple things. And so I brought him home some food. And everyone's praying for you. I told him you weren't feeling well last night.
Oh, thank you. I'm better now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Your prayers.
Your prayers. Yes. Thank you, everybody, for your prayers. Have anything to say?
No, you.
Oh, you heard it downstairs? Yes. Oh, he's like, you did it. At least my big mouth is used for something for the Lord, huh? Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yep. Yes. My big Italian mouth is used for something for the glory of God. So we praise the Lord for that. Okay. So I think this is where we're going to end in a few minutes. Unless you have anything else to say to the people.
No, I can't really find something.
No, you can't find something to say?
Yes.
Grace is perched under the birdcage. She's been quiet tonight. Grace has been quiet. Okay, so as we draw to a close here, because it was important to get the word out. The word is at the forefront here. I'm going to put up a couple of things here. So first of all, as always, if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC, you can save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. Our animals at the sanctuary have slept on their dog beds. They have amazing dog beds. They have amazing slippers. I put them on every night to go marching out to give Moses and Simeon their treats to go night-night. They have really great sheets, also bathrobes and so many other things. So you can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC today to be a blessing. Also, this is one of our newest, and I love this because we tried it and it was absolutely amazing. If you go to QEPain.com/ARC, this is QE Strong. It is based on quantum physics. They are pain patches that have 40 scripture verses put into them, and they have them for pain, blood sugar, pain for your dog, keto, immunity boost, I think it's called. They have it for so many parts of the body, and it is an alternative to the big pharmaceuticals. And I tried some, and I gave some to my VP, and guess what? They work. They actually work to help reduce pain. There's ones for clarity and focus. I've worn those before too. So you could go to QEPain.com/ARC. I think you get a discount also, and you can check that out. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, they're really great. We use them. And I've even put them on Toby, our dog. They actually have ones for dogs, and they give you this little thing to put on your dog's collar, and you can put the patch on that. And so they actually have them for your dog also.
Yeah, I could say.
Yes.
I walked Toby.
Yes.
When he got this.
Yeah, patch, the patch on. And, yep.
And he's more powerful.
He was more active, Toby, because, you know, Toby used to be paralyzed, so he struggles with some things still. The Lord healed him of the paralysis, praise God. But this is by Rick Renee from Blessed to Teach and his brother, who desperately want to find alternatives to the pharmaceutical sector. So, and this is based, this is backed by science, actually. So this is actually backed by science. We did a broadcast with them. If you will go back and find the broadcast with Rick Renee from Blessed to Teach, His brother Rob comes on towards the end and discusses all of this, so you can go watch that as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I know I talk a little fast. I'm sorry. Sometimes I talk fast. We're city talkers are fast talkers. We're bred this way.
But the people writing down some things are fast.
Okay. Okay. I'll try to slow it down for next time. I will try to slow. I talk with my hands all the time. I'm Italian. If I sat on my hands, I wouldn't be able to talk. So I talk with my hands all the time. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us tonight. Yes. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians 6. Please armor up. Please put your armor on every day. The military doesn't go into battle without their armor, and neither should we, because we are soldiers in the army of the living God. They go in with their equipment and their helmets and their tanks and their boots and their AR-15s and their combat equipment and their... They go in ready for a fight. If they didn't think there would be a fight, they would not be going in so heavily armed. So we have to understand we have an opponent that's an apex predator. His name is Satan. And we have to be heavily armed with the word of God, with the armor of God, and with the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. Amen. Amen. Oh, did you see your socks? Somebody sent you and me Mama Bear and Papa Bear socks. There you go, Papa Bear. That's Papa Bear right there, everyone. Very Thank grateful. I figured we'd end on a fun note.
Stocking.
A stocking?
Yeah.
I guess it could be. They've got like these little grips on the feet, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you.
So we will announce when we are going live. Actually, Monday, we're going to have two broadcasts. Coming Monday, we have Ziggy Flicker and Michelle Terrace from Jexit, Jews Exiting the Democratic Party, to discuss what's going on with the Jewish people of this nation, with the anti-Semitism that's on the rise. So they're going to be on Monday. And then I believe it's 4:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is coming back for a part two to discuss his new book, Return of the Gods. It is incredible. When he came on the first time, so much incredible revelation that he brought. So he is coming on again on Monday. And so we're going to have a part two. So we have a two-parter on Monday. We have Ziggy Flicker and Michelle Terrace from Jexit, and we have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. We will announce for that as well. We've got some other things coming with Ark of Grace, you know, because after certain things occurred, the Lord clearly told me he wanted me to focus on Ark of Grace. So this is why we're focusing on Ark of Grace. He made it very clear. He made it very blatant. And in time, it's going to become clear to all of you also, but he made it clear to me that this is what he wanted us to do. And Chris agreed that we needed to focus on Ark of Grace. And so this is what we're doing. And we've got some big announcements coming up as well. So as soon as I get the schedule, we have a huge announcement. Okay. So there's your teaser right there. So as soon as we get the schedule, we'll make the huge announcement. Okay. So praise the Lord for that. And yeah, that's what we're going to end for tonight. So God bless everyone.
Yes.
Keep the faith. The Lord of hosts reigns.
Oh, yes.
Yeshua HaMashiach is the King of Kings and the Lord of hosts. And I'm going to say something for my Jewish brothers and sisters, because Hanukkah is approaching, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to my Jewish brothers and sisters out there, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Heolam. Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe. Praise the Lord. Happy Hanukkah. I believe it starts tomorrow to our Jewish brothers and sisters out there. We love you. We love that we've been grafted in. We pray for you. We pray for the peace of Israel. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is absolutely good. You are absolutely right, Marcia. God is Absolutely good. Oh, someone's asking again for the address to the QE Pain. I'll put it up one more time. Okay, hold on. Oh my goodness, here it is. QEPain.com/arc. Okay, so this is the web address for this, because somebody just asked again, what was the web address for that? And like I said, if you go in the description below at the top of the page, we have the link, the Rumble link to the interview with Eric Trump. Please go subscribe to Rumble too. As we are on Rumble, we go live on Rumble. But that Eric Trump interview has a lot of stuff in it that makes a lot of sense for what's going on now. So please go and rewatch that interview and share it. We ask, and thank you to everyone for joining us. Well, happy birthday. Who is it? Who's turning 60 tomorrow? That's a big birthday. Her name was Pink. Oh, here it is. Pink Parasol. Lise, happy birthday. You turn 60 tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. So thank you to everyone. Oh, people are asking for you to close us in prayer. We'll close in prayer and then we'll go. If they want you to close in prayer.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I will.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Shem Godiga, the God of all things. I come to worship you and the people come to worship you, Jesus, Adonai, the chosen one. He went here in his birth. Oh, thank you, Lord. And it's Christmas time now to us. And he come to verse you, Purodita, Sasua, and Tode. I pray the power and the Holy Spirit of Sasua is reigning to the people now and have ever and ever, and the power using the Holy, and no evil could touch this temple. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and it's he got a peaks that is got a migara what take a walker. Oh, Lord, praise you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for doing that. People were asking for you to close us in prayer. Praise the Lord. Wonderful to close in prayer tonight. Thank you for all who joined us. We will make the announcement for the times on Monday because we have a doubleheader coming on Monday. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith as always. If the Lord gives me something pressing and pertinent, you'll see me on over the weekend. You'll see an announcement made quick and you'll see me hop on. Otherwise, you're going to see us on Monday for a doubleheader. Armor up, Ephesians 6. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind. Amen. And all your soul. And go forth in his obedience tonight and go forth in his love and go forth in his will for your life. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace. And I wanted to tell you, if you are interested in where you should invest, financial matters, if precious metals, if gold and silver is something that you should invest in or should be a part of your portfolio, please go to bh-pm.com. That is bh-pm.com. Beverly Hills Precious Metals, Andrew Sorcini, who has been on Art of Grace before, he loves to answer our viewers' questions, is more than happy to guide you and to answer your questions and to help you in those financial matters. So please go to bh-pm.com today. Thank you, everyone. God bless. You want to support an amazing patriot that's doing so much for our country and be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing bathrobes, they have sheets, they have slippers, they of course have pillows, and they even have
dog beds. And I will tell you a fun fact. Noble, our pig at the animal sanctuary that many of you know and love, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you'd like to be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC. God bless everyone. If you are looking for an excellent doctor, if you are looking to get healthier, if you are looking for guidance, go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. Dr. Mark Sherwood and his lovely wife, Dr. Michelle, have the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both myself and my husband, Chris, and let me tell you, God bless Dr. Sherwood, because Chris was a tough nut to crack on this. But Chris is finally on board, and we are both patients of his. I have to tell you, they have helped us tremendously. They also have an amazing line of products that are excellent for your health and can help you get your health back on track. So if you would like to make an appointment with them, or you want to go see what they are all about, what products they have, you can go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. If you would like to grow your own food with what we see going on right now in the world, with not only food supplies, but what they are doing to our food, you can go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. These are amazing hydroponic growers. In fact, we have one in our parrot room, and this is an indoor one we have where you can grow food all year round, actually, vegetables all year round. And we are doing that actually for our birds and our animals at our sanctuary. They also have outdoor ones. They actually yield 30% more and grow the vegetables three times faster. So if you would like to learn more, go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. God bless.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags. We'll play Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
Remember this one? Well, actually,
yeah,
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.